Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're putting on our architect hats, really focusing on software quality. Our mission: to understand Java code analysis tools, how they move past simple checks to ensure, well, truly impeccable code quality and help smooth out that whole digital journey.
Absolutely. And that journey really hinges on these tools. Code analysis is just pivotal for project success. It's the groundwork, really. It helps teams build high-quality, reliable apps, and it seriously improves collaboration and boosts productivity big time.
Okay, let's unpack this a bit. Code analysis. At its heart, it's checking written code against certain standards, right? It used to be all manual review, which sounds painful, but now we've got these automated tools.
Exactly. And the sources break it down into two main types. First, you've got static analysis. That's where the tool looks at the code without actually running it. Then there's dynamic analysis, which checks things while the code is executing.
Okay, static and dynamic. Got it.
And here's the key insight, really. Static analysis lets you catch most critical issues, maybe 80% of them, cheaply and before you get into testing. The whole point is finding and fixing stuff early. Reduces technical debt, builds robust, secure software. Simple as that.
Makes sense, especially, budget-wise. But if I'm a developer on a tight deadline, isn't adding more tools just more work? How do they pay off?
But they deliver huge returns. The biggest win is just better code quality and maintainability. That's fundamental. These tools are great at spotting things like code smells, those tricky bits that look okay but hint at deeper problems.
So it smells, okay.
Yeah, and they act as a safety net. They flag security vulnerabilities, potential errors. Spotting that stuff before release saves, massive amounts of time and money down the line, trust me.
Right, avoiding those post-release scrambles. And it forces people to work together better, doesn't it? As teams grow, keeping code consistent must be a nightmare.
Totally. These tools enforce consistent style, consistent standards. Everyone's kind of speaking the same code dialect.
Yeah.
Makes reading, understanding, and teamwork just way easier, especially on big projects.
Okay, speaking of tools, let's get specific. The sources mentioned a few key ones. They're not all the same, are they?
Not at all. They have different jobs.
Yeah.
So for style and just general tidiness, you've got check style. It makes sure the code follows the rules, freeing developers from what the source called the boring work of arguing over tabs versus spaces, you know?
Ah, yes, the eternal debate.
And then PMD is more versatile. It automatically sniffs out potential bugs, those code smells we mentioned, even performance bottlenecks.
Okay, so check style for rules, PMD for general smells.
Right.
What about the more serious stuff, bugs and ongoing checks?
Right. Spot bugs is really good at finding specific nasty bug patterns, things like null pointer issues, deadlocks, the kind of stuff that causes real headaches.
Oof, yeah, null pointers.
And for keeping an eye on quality over time, Sonar Curve is huge. It gives you this continuous dashboard, uses static analysis to track reliability, technical debt, all that.
A health dashboard for your code. I like that.
Exactly. And finally, you need to measure things. Jacoco is all about code coverage. It tracks exactly which lines of code actually got run during your tests. Super important for large projects, knowing your critical paths are covered.
So it's not just finding problems, it's giving you numbers, a diagnosis of the code's health. When we talk complexity, what metrics should developers really be looking at?
Well, the sources point to a few key ones. Cyclomatic complexity is a big one. It measures sort of the decision-making intricacy, how many paths through the code. High complexity often means more bugs.
Right, more paths, more places to hide bugs. Makes sense.
And then there's the maintainability index. This tries to gauge how easy the code is to work on later. It looks at size, complexity, readability, rolls it into one score.
We also saw mentions the depth of inheritance tree and just plain old lines of code.
Correct. Those matter too, just maybe less nuanced. But using these metrics, using these tools, it's strategic. It's an investment. It leads to smoother teamwork, faster releases, and just more confidence that your software isn't going to fall over.
So the real power isn't just the check, it's how it impacts the whole process, reducing testing, debugging.
Precisely. It really does influence the overall quality significantly. And, this brings up something interesting for you to think about. We talk about complexity metrics like cyclomatic complexity. Does high complexity always mean bad code? Or could it sometimes just reflect a really, really challenging problem that needs an intricate solution?
Complexity as a sign of a tough problem versus just messy code.
Yeah. Where's that line? That's something worth exploring, I think.
Definitely food for thought. That distinction is crucial. Okay, great stuff. We'll catch you next time for another deep dive.